Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. This week's set of devotions is centered around serving by faith. And each day we're looking at a different aspect of how faith ought to change the way we serve. It ought to even fuel the way we serve. And today we're looking at serving with the faith that unites. And I think many times we lose sight of what we can do when we work as one, when we work together, not necessarily doing the exact same thing, but working for the same cause. In Ephesians, Paul writes and he talks about God giving a variety of gifts, of leadership gifts and roles, for the purpose of preparing God's people for works of service, so that we would reach a unity in the faith. And so many times we take a look at our differences and we build walls based on our differences rather than taking a look at our common faith and build bridges based on that. And God's desire, as he spoke to his disciples just prior to his crucifixion, was that they would learn to be one just as he and the Father was one. That there would be a unity of faith that helps us to accomplish the works of service that God has created us to do and has called us to do and has prepared in advance for us to do. There are times when the works of service that we're called upon to do are things that we can do. And I believe God expects us to do those. Things that are within the scope of how God has equipped us and provided for us. But we've reached a point, as particularly in our American culture, where it's so much easier to pass the buck. Or in the case of the American culture, to hold on to our buck and pass the need off to someone else. But there are other types of service that God has called us to that we need help. We need to work as one. In one of my trips to Louisiana with IDES last fall, one of the incredible things to witness in a major disaster such as what hit the Lake Charles, Louisiana area in essence back-to-back hurricanes is the outpouring of help from a variety of sources, but it appeared to be overwhelmingly from faith-based sources. Not that there weren't others there trying to do good and doing good, but the vast majority of interactions that I had with other groups were faith-based groups who had come to serve, come to help, come to do what they could. And there were times that we would be at a home, and someone had been there and did what they were good at. And we came along and were able to do what we were good at. And together, much was accomplished. And I believe when God talks about preparing us for works of service, when he talks about a unity in the faith, he's looking at these tasks that require that we work together so that we can serve those that are in need. And many of these groups, I would not fully agree with all of their practices. Not that they're necessarily unbiblical. For many of them, they're just not what I'm comfortable with. And just as I tend to hold on to things within my practice of faith, of worship, that I believe are right and good, they also hold on to things. But in the midst of serving people, there comes a realization that there's a core set of beliefs that identify a faith in God. And as we seek that, not to diminish the commands of God, God makes it clear we're to follow those, we're to obey those, we're to teach. As we go and make disciples, that people would obey all that he has commanded. And so there is a time for the finer details, if you would. But all of the finer details are taught, ought to be taught under this umbrella of the core values of faith. And when we serve as those divided, we may accomplish some of the meeting of physical needs that people have, but we will rarely accomplish the spiritual needs that God really wanted us there to meet. And I believe his desire, as expressed in Scripture, is that we would grow in this unity of faith as we learn to serve others. Today, there are countless denominations. I like the way that different experts in the study of that have termed it, the different tribes within Christianity. Even within those that view God as one, that view there being one true God and Jesus Christ, his Son, who lived on earth, who died, was buried, and resurrected, ascended into heaven, who dwells within us through the presence of his Spirit. those that hold to that core element of faith. Have divided in so many ways. But when it comes to serving, God calls us to this unity of faith that desires to represent Jesus well, wherever we are. Whoever we're serving. You see, it's out of this unity of faith that we're able to allow others to fill in for our weaknesses, for our shortcomings, just as they are able to allow us to fill in for their weaknesses and their shortcomings. When we can serve with the only goals of being to help people and to make Jesus known, to make Him known by our unity of faith, to make Him known by our words, to make Him known by our actions, to make Him known in whatever ways become available in those very works of service. And when we show up to serve people and in the midst of it we act without unity. And a matter of fact, go beyond acting to treating others who are serving with disrespect. We present a divided Christ. And Paul says, is Christ divided? Of course not. It's us that have separated into different camps. In his day, it was those of Apollos and those of Paul and those of Cephas. And they would line up according to their own leaders. And his admonition for us, I think, would be the same, is to seek a unity of faith for those that are of Christ. I'm a part of a movement, a faith movement that's core, its foundation, had a lot of neat sayings that I don't know how well we've practiced them over the generations, but one of them has to do with simply being Christians, only Christians, but not the only Christians. That unity of faith, that I just want to be of Christ. Recognizing that there are others out there of Christ. So that the world will know that we are one, that they will know that Jesus is God's Son. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider your desire and your practice of growing in a unity of faith. How much of your personal preference do you make a test of faith? And how willing are you to serve with those who hold the same faith and yet practice it with some differences? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You created us as in your image, and yet you created us as unique and individuals that have such a variety of gifts and abilities, and yet at times we've taken those differences and amplified them rather than taken the similarity of being created in your image and held to that. Father, may we pay attention to those that you've given as leaders, as pastors, as teachers, as shepherds, as evangelists, as those that are tasked with the responsibility of preparing each one of us for works of service. And may we recognize a part of that preparation is designed that we would grow in a unity of the faith. Father, as we gaze into your word, may we have a firm grasp on the core of what that faith is all about. Father, forgive us for those times that we've woven into it the things that we enjoy, the things that we like, the things that we've determined are deal breakers in unity. Father, may we look at your word. May we spend time with the things that you claim. And may we find them true, and may we recognize the unity of faith that you've called us to live with. May we know right from wrong. May we not compromise on that for the sake of unity, but may we also know the times where we've drawn a line in the sand that is simply of our own making. Father, as we serve, may we help people to know and see and understand the love of Jesus for them, because they see that love in us, among us, and expressed through us to them. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would do our part in training and raising them up for works of service, in helping them to know and find this unity of faith. That we would be diligent about sharing the core values of Scripture. That we would hold fast to the incredible work done through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Father, may we help our children to see how they can serve in greater ways through a unity of faith. That being united with Christ would unite them with others in a way that is visible. Father, for those times where we are so tempted to wander off on our own, to do our own thing, to build walls instead of bridges, to make distinctions among people, may you remind us of your desire, of your calling, that we would be one. Father, may we continually come back to this core of faith in you, this belief of who you are. And a trust in the word that you've given us. A unity of faith in the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross. A unity of faith in the grace extended to all who would receive it. And Father, may our growing in this unity of faith be such that our works of service are effective tools in sharing the good news about Jesus. And Father, as we share the good news about Jesus, may we share it in a way that expands the unity of faith. As others come to know, Father, may this unity be such that it lifts up Jesus in every way possible so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.